Okay, so we're starting Perek Gimel, I believe. Well, we started, but we're going to work through it. Yeah, you were thinking about what?
No, it's not as relevant.
Huh?
Not as relevant.
As relevant as what?
What we're going to do. So.
Okay. Okay. Let's learn a little bit. So we explained that the chiyuv of a person to say bishvirev nivelo ilom. That's what we're trying to understand. We don't understand what that means. We want to understand what that means, but when we understand what that means, we'll understand why you ain't doichin nefesh mitne nefesh. We understand why each life is so critical, even when it's not doing anything. And hopefully, there we'll come to understand what we're trying to understand, and that is simcha va'ava she'enu tolu b'dova. That's really what we're trying to achieve. It comes out, we said yesterday, that one individual can makayim the entire purpose of the Bria. You have to understand how that worked. Lefichach, that's the Mishnah. Nivra Adam Yechidi Lelamdecha Shekolamavet Nefesh Asbidel Ma'ala Lavakos Yilu Ibet Oilam Molet. Korakayim Nefesh Yisrael, Yilu Makayim Oilam Molet. Adam Rishon was created Yechidi in order that we should come to understand that through one person, the entire Bria can be, purpose of Bria can be Makayim. And of course, Baruch Hu didn't create more than one Adam. Only one person Hashem created. To teach you that that one person, it's enough. The whole Tachlis of the Bria can come about through one person. Okay, that's the Yesod we have to take as we go forward today. Let us try and take one step further. My Tachlis of Bria. What is the purpose of the Bria? Not such an important question, but we're going to deal with it anyway. It's sort of like a side question. What is the purpose of the Bria? I mean, that's the question, no?
Only one person is hard to understand.
Correct. Not hard, impossible. That should you understand. But you do know that Hashem only created one person. Okay? And had he done what he was supposed to do, there wouldn't have been anything more than just that one person. And how can one individual, each individual, bring about the purpose of the Bria? So to answer your question, ain't sophic, there's no doubt. With our very weak understanding, we cannot plummet to the depths and understand all there is to understand here. But our Chazal, our Rabbonim taught us, Asheruach HaKodesh Moifir Bebeis Midrashom, they were great, great Chachomim, who, through Ruach HaKodesh, the Ari HaKodesh, the Ramchal, they give us a spark of an answer. It's all it is. It's a spark, but it's a big spark, and it's all we have, and it's what we're going to work with. You can look at this. You don't have to be a Kabbalist to be able to do this. You can read English. You can do it as well. It's in the Derech Hashem. If you want access to this, you don't know how to get through the results. Eitz Chaim isn't something that you have a Messiah and how to learn. To pick up, you know, like an odd scroll Derech Hashem. And you can see it says it there. Yesod Bria Sa'olam Hu Haratzon Lahitiv. If you go to the foundation, once again, for our purposes, of what the Ratzon of the Bria is, it's to do good. Ha'kach Ne'ma Oilam Chesed Yibone. Oilam Nivra Kedai Lagalot Et Midas Toive U Midas Chasodo Yishel Aboi Rizpoloch. The world was created to reveal this midah of good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his chesed in the world. Midera Hatov Lahiti, Velotis Galamidas Toiver, Shelatov, et Shiyetiv Bopoyol. The way it's described is it's the way of good to bestow good. If you're good and you don't do good, then what's the point of being good? It's the way of good to do good. And that midah of Hashem's goodness won't be revealed unless he actually does good. Now, why that has to happen, what that's for, that's not a discussion, but that's what's going on. Hashem created creatures that are very lacking. If you create a creature that's got everything, you can't give him anything because he's got everything. How are you going to do good to him? You have to create somebody that's very needy, very needy. And via bestowing good on these lacking creatures, Hashem's midah of tovah, which is infinite, will be revealed in the world. Now, Hashem wants it, whether it's to be, and it's the Lord no se shlami. That's what is.
Hashem made us lacking in order for him to give us.
Correct. Well, it's no good creating somebody who's perfect because there's nothing to give him. You create somebody who's lacking so that you can fulfill his lack. And thereby, Megale your midah toiva.
So by us receiving it, we're doing chesed with Hashem?
That's what you're saying. I haven't said that.
I'm asking. We're helping Hashem's bria.
Let's remember the rules of engagement here. Let the Sefer teach us what it wants to teach us.
That means that the good is a tool, it's not the goal. The goal is to reveal the
goal. Good. Ich weiß nicht. I don't know. That's... Now you're touching on a major, major hakira in Kabbalah on this Nakuda. Go into discussion. You're right. I'll give you the safe and you can go through it on your own. The Leshem speaks about this at length. Big, 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 long discussion, and I don't understand what he's saying, so I'm not going to talk about it. And the odd Lord, the fasti biduk makureshim. No, you need a rebbe. I was zoicha to learn it with somebody once, and they left the country. And since then, I haven't learned it, and I'm going to learn on my own. So good. That's all this year. That's all I said. Why Hashem wanted to do this, and what he needs us for? Ani lo nichnas. That you have to. I'm saying this. That you have to take it. I'm going to say take it out. You read Russian script. You're in good shape. Go through and work it through, or find somebody who knows what. I don't know. We're not dealing with the whys and the hows now. We're dealing with what. Hashem created the world to Megale his Toiva. How does he Megale his Toiva? He creates creatures that are lacking. He fulfills their needs. And therefore, his Midah Toiva is somehow revealed in the world. Now, why he would do that and what he would... Any Muslim? The wise in the house? Good question. I'm not saying it's irrelevant. There's a big, big discussion. There's a big discussion. And not that Hashem has a need to do this, by the way. Hashem doesn't have any need. It's kudu for us. Look at... Okay, what is this good that Hashem wants to reveal? What's this good? What is it? The ultimate goodness is Hashem himself. There's nothing else in our dynamic that is kulu toy from all that tzadim except Hashem. The greatest person ever good he is going to be missing something. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence of good. Harei shetachlis ha'tov l'nivroim eilu. So then what is the purpose of this good that Hashem wants to give these creatures? Yesim dveikim b'toiv ha'gomo. Is that they should have access to this ultimate good. Hashem is baruch zu ha'tachlis. To be able to have a relationship, to be dovuk. These words are very, very, I don't know the right words. They should cleave, they should become one, whatever you want to say, we'll see more as we go along. That's the tachlis of the bria. For us to have access to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Dovuk, whatever that means. Miu. However, so that sounds partial. Create a world, yeah, where you have these creatures that are lacking, and give them yourself. You're the good, Hashem's the good. You just give Hashem to me, and then everything's fine. You did what you want to. You created me, I'm very lacking, terribly needy, and you now allow me to be dovok to you, and then everything's fixed. That should be very straightforward. No, what's complicated about that? 6,000 years, blah, blah, blah. Miu, oisen nivra sheyizkele dovok b'toiv agomu, However, this creature that is going to merit to cleave and become one, once again, I don't know what dovuk means, but toiv hagomo, with this ultimate essence of goodness, ha'adam shu neza abriyah, k'shayna shel haramcham v'mesilas yesharim, this Adam that is the crown of creation, he's the pinnacle, the peak, the purpose of the whole Briah, in the Loshon of the Mesilas Yesharim, quote, she'adam lo nivra el lisane gal Hashem v'la'anus mizim shechinosoi, this Adam was only created, not one of the reasons, not the main reason, the only reason. That's why we're here, is to have pleasure from Hashem, whatever that means. Because that is the ultimate in pleasure that a person will ever be able to get. Of all the pleasures that there are, Eloshon of Chazal, if you take all the pleasures that ever were and ever will be in this world, all the pleasures, you have to sit down for an hour and meditate on this. Fascinating. Rav Dessler gives you the tools how to do this. Sit and meditate on all the pleasure that ever was and ever will be in this world. Compress that into one moment. Yeah, you haven't even got close. Close. That moment of ecstasy will take all the pleasure that ever was in the mirror. Every human that walked on this planet, ever, take all his pleasure and you compress it into one moment, that moment of ecstasy, imagine it's going to be pretty pleasurable, yeah? Doesn't even begin to compare to the smell of the chicken soup in Olam Haba. I don't know, when you're dealing with the infinite, it comes you. That's not what I said, no. That's a cheap way of dealing with it. That's the lazy man's way of understanding what I just said. I told you, take an hour and go do the exercise. Then come back and have what I just said. All the pleasure of this world, doesn't it? Into the kairas ruach of sha'achas ba'olam haba. I didn't say it must make sense. Let me say what it says. I'm not telling it makes sense. I'm going to tell you what state. You have to go and make... Correct. That's one of the things it's telling you. The currency here doesn't buy you anything there. You can't give you rewards for one mitzvah here. There's not enough pleasure in this world to pay you for one mitzvah. He didn't say that. I'm just trying to show you, just emphasize what the Mesilas Yesharim is saying here. The pleasure we're talking about, that the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about ultimate the next world. He's also talking about a pleasure in this world which will come. Mesilas Yesharim is talking about two places. He's talking about Lisana Gal Hashem is in this world. Lanis Nizishkinoso is in the next world. In the next world, which is where Scha is, no Scha in this world. Scha is in the next world. The Rambam says that Mufurush. Scha is in the next world. This is not Olam Haba. Any Americans here?
No.
You were conned into believing that this world is Olam Haba. It's not. This is Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba is where it's perfect and everything's the way it's supposed to be. This world is not supposed to be perfect. That is its perfection. But do the exercise. All the pleasure of this world doesn't add up to one. Sha'achas mikairas ruach. Kairas ruach. What's kairas ruach? It's not even the pleasure itself. It's just the whiff of the pleasure. Rav Miller calls it the smell of the chicken soup. You haven't even eaten the chicken soup yet. Just the smell of the chicken soup. Whatever that means in Olam Haba. All the pleasure of this world doesn't add up. How is that possible? Well, Hashem can do what he wants. Okay. Mahu mashmois shel oisid vayit. Okay, so let's try and understand a few things here. What is the understanding of this dveikus? We use the word dveikus a lot. I still don't know what it means. Dveikus betova goma ani liyais mamish kemoi hu. Doimelo at kamash she'efsha. Dveikus, when we say getting close to Hashem, that doesn't mean spatially, geographically. The distance between me and Hashem is not a geographical or spatial problem. Yeah? Because Hashem's everywhere. The problem with me being like Hashem is I have to become like Him. When Chazal talk about becoming close to Hashem, being dovuk in Hashem, means becoming like Him as much as is possible. What does that mean? L'chein bora korish boruch es ha'odem v'tzalmoy kidmusoy. In order for me to become like him, I have to have the potential to become like him, no? You can't ask a stone to be like a Hashem. Because it can't, it could just be a stone. So Hashem created us, b'tzelem udmus. We'll see what that means. So we can be doime leboire. And to the extent that you become more and more like Hashem, so too you will cleave to him more. And then you will merit more and more of the ultimate good. Ketzad, how do you do that? That's all poshut, that everybody understands. I don't think there's any questions on that. Except how do you go about doing that? How's that for a half question? Lufi asoga sichleinu akat, according to our limited understanding. Ani yodim ki aboiru tov betachli sumashpele kolo ilom kulo. We know, maybe we don't live with it, but we know at least intellectually, and on certain days of the year, we even might believe it and live with it, that a kolosh baruch hu is the ultimate essence of goodness. And he bestows that goodness on the entire world. Who naysen is the giver. We spoke about this yesterday. Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu naysen muchlat. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an ultimate giver. It means he only gives, he can't take. Who einu makabel v'einu nokech minuzos mizulosay me'uma. He doesn't take anything from anybody at all. Nothing. Everyone needs him, possible, but he doesn't need anybody. Clear? If you haven't got the structure in your head, you can't sort of say back off the heart, relax, because you're going to repeat it many, many times. You should know Bob Pioridis. You should know Bob Pioridis. Correct. Not certain contradictions? Where's the contradiction?
The world for us, that's
that's not a concern. No. You can't move the pieces. Yeah, the pieces that they don't move. You create a contradiction by changing the fact. You're not in court now, counselor. That's what lawyers do. Lawyers change the facts to get to the goal they want to get to. I need a contradiction because that'll get me off the hook. Then I can eat before Shachris and do whatever I want. So I create a situation which will lead me to the goal I want to get to. No, I'm also a lawyer. I do it all the time. I was talking about you. I'm talking about myself. That's the least of our worries. Except on a fast day, coffee. Okay, we worked out a way how to do this. It's called IV. IV, intravenous. I didn't invent that. The Afrikaners in South Africa invented that. You weren't allowed to take alcohol into the sports stadium. You weren't allowed to. So you went in with these intravenous drip. That's called creative. Let's see, the South African Australian. No one else would have thought of such a thing. Anyway, fine. We have time to think. Okay. So we've solved the coffee problem. No, you can't change the facts. The facts is Hashem doesn't need any. If he created the world to bestow good, it's not for him, it's for us. Because he doesn't need that. He doesn't need this. He doesn't need this thing. You can't give him anything. You can't. Nasa nachas ruach. Give Hashem nachas ruach. It's not so possible to say such a thing. We have to understand what that means because there are very authoritative sources that use those words. We have to understand what that means. That you're trying to do is understand what all of this means. But that's a fact. If you change that fact, then we can go home. If Hashem isn't infinite and he doesn't need anything and you can't give him anything, then we can go home. Because he's not infinite. If he's not infinite, then he's like me. That was Menashe, no? Menashe Arosha. That was exactly his time now. You know what I'm talking about? If Hashem's chesed and rachamim is limited, no matter how big it is, it's bordering on the infinite, but it's limited, then it's like all the other Avodah Zarah. That was Menashe's kind of. Because they limited and now you're limited. If you can't help me, Menashe says, because I'm such a Rosh, that means your Rachamim is limited. But if it's limited, you know better than the other Avodah Zarah, because they're also limited. You might be much bigger than them, a million trillion whatever's more than a trillion times bigger than them, but you're still limited. So they know they do the same as all their bodies are. Hashem kabul the tiny. You're right. My rachamim is not limited. It can't be. Therefore, there's nothing you can do for me, nothing you can give me. Slowly. Miatan now, the Yisva Kodesh Bochu Rotsu Shara Meza Brea Ye Betzalma Kid Musa, the Doimelo. Now that Hashem, he wants this crown of creation, this thing called Adam. He wants him to be Doimelo. Losa Kodesh Bochu Gamlad and Mesa for Eta Efsharut Lyos Naisen. It's obvious that if Hashem wants us to be like him, and his ultimate definition, not one thing, we're not defining him, but what we can understand in our little perspective is that Hashem's a Naisen. So, and I want to be like him, I'm going to have to become a Naisen. So Hashem allows me to be a Naisen as well. Who am I going to give to now? Yeah, come. You want a contradiction? Watch this one. If you miss this one, you're not here. Who are you going to be giving to? Hashem is Parach, to Hashem.
For you.
He never said that. Well, now you're answering the question. I want the question for you. You just told me you can't give Hashem anything. Hashem's infinite, you can't give him anything. He just said that. I never said that. He said, who ainu makabel ve'ainu lokech muzulose me'uma. So he created me to be a giver. Who am I going to give to him? Gavaldi. You just contradicted yourself in one second. And that's what we're going to have to discover, because we discover what this means. You have opened up unbelievable gateways to understanding what you're doing in this world. Let's understand what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. You can't get this in one sitting. This you have to take and work and think about for how many years? This is 20 years, I think, more. This is more than 20 years we've been working on the safe. Lemihu yiten, Hashem is Baruch. Hakadosh Baruch Kaviyachol oses atzmoi kemekabel. There's all problems we're putting on the table now. These are not solutions. We're making the problem bigger and bigger. Okay, Hashem makes himself, so to speak, into like a mekabel, kemekabel, keilu, fantasy, Disney, keilu, who tzarich es ha'odim shiiten lo. Pretends that he needs us and that you can give him. It's a yom la soisom, kaviyachol, you give to Hashem your mitzvahs today, eshmiris atos mitzvahs, but tomorrowsom, and in payment for that, who ye kavale samachal, kavale schorom, you get the reward, the eternal reward that Hashem wants to give you. That's the ultimate expression of his midas toiva. And we understand this? Not at all. Nothing. Gornish. Correct? You can't even ask questions because it's just posh and ununderstandable. The whole thing's one big Hashem pretending. Hashem pretends. Pretends. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Yochol. Hashem's Kol Yochol. Everyone agree? Fine. That's the problem. If he wasn't, you'd give him something. You'd give him something because he's not Kol Yochol. But he's Kol Yochol. That's the problem. He can therefore make himself into a makabel as well. No, you're right. No, good, good. Hold on. You're right. No. Ke'ilu. Hu mugbal. As if he is mugbal. Ke'ilu hu nitztarich lebayro. As if, ke'ilu. What's your problem? No. No. What do you mean? I didn't say a thing. Get that clear. I'm just reading what's written here. Right. I didn't know what you said. Sorry.
Hey, say again.
No, we're talking about sending the taker. Sending the giver doesn't bother me. Yeah, asking the giver. What does that mean? Can we offer? Yeah, okay. But the fact that he put in himself.
Okay.
way if you say he can.
We'll deal with it. That's not even a question. It's not even a question. The question doesn't even start. The question doesn't start. Can Hashem make a stone so heavy that he can't lift it up? Well, if you say yes, well, then he can't lift up the stone. Then move on. If you say no, well, then you say there's something Hashem can't do. So the question doesn't even start. Okay, we'll see why not. Beseder, I know where you're going to get. No, Beseder. Not because, but the bottom line is what's being said. Nah, that's not cooking. This is called warming up exercises to get to the thinking. We always happen to go down this path. Don't feel bad. Whenever we learn the safer, this is usually what comes up here. There's a in monosom. We'll see. The answer to this whole dilemma, which we're not going to go into now because that's the end of the story for today, is called Tzimtzum. There's adults in this room, so I'll use the word. Tzimtzum. Hashem in his essence, this is nonsense what we're talking about. Why? Because Hashem in his essence, you can't say anything other than, That's all you can say, Hashem in his essence. How would you describe the infinite? What would you say about the infinite? Even the word infinite is a finite word. Even the word infinite doesn't describe the infinite, but we use it because we don't have anything better to say. But if you really want to be emistic about describing Hashem, you should keep quiet because we don't have words to describe something that's beyond words, correct? That's clear? Yeah? So when we talk about Hashem in his essence, but Hashem chose to reveal himself. He decided to create a finite world. He chose to reveal himself and to magbil himself, to compress himself, kiviyachol, to create space for you and me. Because in an infinite oneness, where is there room for you and me? So how Hashem did that, or whatever, is the secret of the Tzimtzum. That's the beginning and end of understanding everything you need to understand in Kabbalah. That's the story, the Tzimtzum. In our Loshon, it's where he reveals himself. He can choose to reveal himself however he wants. That we'll see is the Hagdama to the subject.